show open briefly here. Okay.
Here we go. Here is this. This is going to be the professional sounding up until this point. Show open. Just bear with me. That means everybody just get naked and we'll be bearing with me. Nothing works. Here we go.
With recent government mandates, this program is being hosted by essential personnel wearing masks. Well, on with the show. This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
Time now for the legal disclaimer. Isn't that lovely? All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to their accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our highly qualified representatives prior to implementation. And now, the explosion.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Earnest of Earnest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Earnest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithearnest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Earnest Financial.
This is Buzz Nutley for Health and Wealth News. We're on the street corner today talking about money. Sir, what are your thoughts on money?
I ain't got no money.
And you, sir, your thoughts?
If you got the money, honey, I've got the time.
Thank you. Could you blow that smoke the other way, please? And, sir, I understand you use a stockbroker. What was the last thing you said to him? And he probably never will. And if you like money, take yours to David Earnest. David is an asset preservationist. He'll make sure your money is where it needs to be, doing you the most good. Call David Earnest at 279-7431. What are you going to do with your money? Straight to David Earnest. 279-7431. Sir, what do you think would help our country in these strange times?
Money for nothing.
Ain't that the truth?
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
From our super secret studio, where skilled artisans prepare each and every one of these shows just for you, it's the Health and Wealth Show, where, like a fine wine, we won't give you any information until it's time. Well, it's time. Time for the Health and Wealth Show with David Earnest.
Member of the American Nudist Association.
the look on your face. That was worth
it. Hit that red button over there.
I saw that. It's been 7 or 8 years ago, and I have never been able to find it again. And I found it, and I said, oh, yeah, I'll strike again with that.
I almost stood up tall on that one.
That was it. Well, I should hope so, yeah.
So, you know what? The name of this show is We Are Still Standing.
Yeah,
Standing Tall.
If you chose to call asset preservationist David Earnest to help you with your money matters, you would be singing this song. If you did not call David Earnest, you would be singing this song. Called David Earnest? Did not call David Earnest. Called? Didn't call. Call David Earnest, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. And you won't be singing.
There you go.
I'm telling you, it is very, very serious right now.
Yes, it is.
I mean, we've got folks that won't even let the president send them help.
This place is
crazy.
I got an idea that those folks are going in. I just saw some folks on the TV here on Fox, and say probably a middle-aged black couple, And they were saying, we need more police and we need more. They were residents there in Chicago.
Well, yeah.
And she said, we need more police. We need more of the federal troops to come in.
Yeah, bring in the cavalry.
And
bring it in, Trump. Bring it on in.
My first act would be to remove those mayors.
Yeah.
And walk them out in leg irons and get
remove
rid of them.
Remove them in lots of layers. Get
just,
rid of them.
Just crazy.
Crazy. Crazy mayors. Crazy governors, some of them. Listen, you want to be standing tall when all the dust settles.
Right.
You don't want to be poor, pitiful me. You don't want to be woe is me.
Right.
You know, there's so many baby boomers retiring at an unprecedented rate right now. And more of them are retiring because of the corona. And I ain't talking about the beer, although it probably tastes pretty good when you're really down in the dumps. But what I'm meaning is...
There were a lot of people picking up, I think.
There you go. What I'm meaning that more and more Americans are facing the challenge of using their investments to maintain their quality of life. For them, the usual investment advice no longer applies. 60-40, it don't apply. Just wait, it'll come back. It doesn't apply.
Well, even if it does come back, won't it go away again?
Well, I mean, it could, but
I mean, this,
it doesn't apply for everybody, is what I'm trying to say. It doesn't apply if you're older.
Right.
We are in unprecedented times.
Mm-hmm.
If they take our president out, we'll definitely be unprecedented times.
Oh, man.
You know?
I think Joe Biden said that his first act was he's going to have everybody start wearing their underwear outside their clothing, just on the outside, like, you know, Superman.
just crazy stuff.
Don't
just
let him hear
crazy
that.
Crazy stuff.
He'll want to do it.
You know, some towns are standing tall.
Mm-hmm.
Some aren't. Some states are standing tall. Some aren't. We live in a conservative state that stands taller than a liberal state. Why? Because we're more careful. Our government's more careful. Our constituents are more careful. We are a careful state compared to, say, like New York, compared to, say, like Oregon. I mean, like, they're so crazy they could slide into the ocean anytime.
Mm-hmm.
You know, plus they got a volcano out there that could blow up anytime. So, you know, I mean, it goes on, and then Washington does too. It's just crazy, the stuff that goes out there. It goes on.
You know what I saw on the TV last night?
What's that?
They were somewhere, one of these places where they're riding. I think this was in Seattle.
Yeah.
And somebody's driving through there. Well, some knucklehead takes a brick and breaks out the guy's passenger window. And then they just converge on the car. Well, this dude's in the car, and he says, I don't think so. He takes off. And the car is all up in the air. He runs over about four or five of them. The man's in his car. I'm sure he felt threatened.
Yeah.
And you're standing in front of a 2-ton vehicle, and you're going to, like, just stand there because you think he won't run over you, and he's scared? Sorry.
You
people,
said it.
People are laying there. Run over their bicycles, too.
When
that's,
you
that's
feel
bad.
Threatened,
mm-hmm.
you're going to do things that are not normal, what you wouldn't do. For example, if you feel threatened about your money, maybe you would call me at 279-7431 so
good idea.
It won't go away.
Good idea.
Okay. If you feel threatened about your home, maybe you'd do like that lawyer up there, where is it?
St. Louis.
St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
That brought out a gun. By the way, it wasn't loaded, supposedly. Did you know that? His rifle wasn't loaded and her pistol wasn't loaded.
Really?
No, supposedly. But here's the thing. Every one of those people were trespassing.
Mm-hmm.
They knocked down the gate, came into a community
mm-hmm.
of homes, trespassing.
And they told them they were going to do them bodily harm.
And they told them they're going to do them bodily harm, supposedly. Listen, if this is not a sham, I ain't never seen one.
Yep.
To put them people in harm's way, in other words, put them in jail, to protect their own stuff.
Exactly.
And so here I am trying to protect my client's stuff, their money. And I'm getting ridiculed for being an asset preservationist sometimes. People said, well, you know,
he won't make as much money as them real risky people will. No, probably won't on the ones that make money, but you know what? What about the ones that lose the money?
Exactly.
Let's don't, you know, nobody ever wants to talk about them. You know, if we get half to 70, 80% of what everybody else on a risky side can get on average, isn't that good enough to know that you can't go away, your money can't go away? There's so much violent crime going on around here. Mm-hmm. There's so much volatility going on in the markets around here. There's so much stuff going on and people telling people to not stand tall, mm-hmm. stand down, get on your knees and let the flag flop. You know, it don't mean anything anyway. Get on your knees. Let's don't even be reverent to God anymore. Why don't we take God we trust off the coin? Why don't we start taking and cutting babies out at 9 months and throw them in the garbage can? You know, and why don't we just tell people it don't matter. Risk all your money. It doesn't matter because it'll come back someday.
Well, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
That's not being conservative.
272-9228, if you'd like to jump in on the conversation, ask David a question on the air, or just say hello. I mean, you know, we hadn't heard from anybody in a while. You know, I wonder if Cooter's out. I know Cooter's out there.
There's things.
First-time caller sometimes, you know.
Yeah, we would love for callers to call in. Mm-hmm. There's things that people need to realize, though. You can make a lot of money while you protect yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, you can go somewhere with your gun loaded. Like, maybe you can't go in a courthouse. Yeah, mm-hmm. I see it.
I ain't got it out waving it around, but you can see.
I mean, look, if somebody was trying to get in your house and threaten you bodily harm, wouldn't you wave it around?
Well, no, I'd probably fire it a time or two. You know.
So what we do is we come out with the guns and the investments mm-hmm. whenever something looks risky or dangerous. We have volatility control.
Mm-hmm.
These folks say, look, we're going to put a stop to this danger. Let's yank that stuff out right now, pull it back into safety, and when it gets better, we'll put the money back in.
There you go.
But there's a guarantee from the insurance company that says, hey, you can't lose anyway. You can't lose your money. Mm-hmm. Cannot lose your money. And they talk about these fees. Annuities. Hey, Ken Fisher, you're an idiot if you don't really want to explain to them that you are probably got more fees than we ever would have. If you lose half your money, what kind of fee is that? Tell me, if you lose half your money or 30%, like what happened a few months ago, you lose 30, 40% or maybe 50% of your money. Mm-hmm. What kind of dangerous fees lurking in that?
I was in a store the other day, and I used my card. And it had on the thing, convenience fee, $1.
Hmm.
So I asked the lady, to whose convenience does this refer? Because it's definitely not convenient for me. Yeah. And I understand from a post I saw today that store is not accepting cash. They're going off on this change thing, and they can't make change, so they want you to use your debit card.
Yeah, it's easier on them, and they can have less workers and people not having to run a cash register.
This store couldn't have less workers or they wouldn't turn the lights on because there's always one person in there running for it, you know?
This is what's happening to reality right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying, this is the new economy. What economy? Where'd it go? I mean, like, this is new. This is no economy, guys. They're talking about putting out another wave of money to everyone. You know, in other words, they're propping it up. There's no economy here. And there's no economics growing here.
And you will pay that money back some way. Somebody
will pay it back, whether you do or don't.
Uh-huh.
Let me tell you, people call me up. They say, David, should I take this loan? It's 30 years amortization at 3.75. And my company's responsible, but I'm not. And I say, how smart are you? You probably won't live long enough to pay it back. And you're not personally liable for it, probably.
Uh-huh.
You read the fine print. The thing is, they're handing out candy to us right now. Take the candy. If they're going to give it to everybody else, you need some of it, too.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying is, it will be paid back, and it may not necessarily be you paying it back. Somebody is going to pay for this stuff in the end, it will be inflationary. There will be wars. Who knows what's going to go on? They're going to rig things. It's going to cause havoc in the future. You cannot run on trillions and trillions and trillions of debt and still float. You're going to sink somewhere down the line. If you don't get something in there that can pump that water out, it's going to sink the economy, the boat of economics.
Can we go somewhere, you and I and our families, other like-minded people, and start our own country? Can we just, you know, back out and just go start something new? Something small to start with.
If you can get people to believe that the paper you print's good, I guess you could.
And, you know, let's
see. But you don't have enough bombs.
No, we'll have to.
You don't have enough bombs. Somebody else got more bombs than you.
We'd go get these people out from under the bridge down here. Oh, you said bombs. I thought you meant. I understand what you mean now.
You get enough of them to work, maybe you could do it. I don't know.
You know, you told me the other day you were watching the guy down here at the corner in the wheelchair.
Yeah, they changed shifts.
And a guy showed up and they changed shifts.
Yeah.
I believe that. I know that
really happened.
I was in Idaho one time, and I pulled up at an exit, and this guy standing there need money. Got a little sign, you know.
Yeah.
And so, actually, his name might have been Ned because it said Ned Money. He was an illiterate panhandler.
Yeah.
And so he walks up to the car, and I look out. I was going to give him some money.
Yeah.
I look out. This dude has got on some brand new Nikes. He's got him on some, what's them fancy shades, the Wayfarers?
Ray-Bans?
Ray-Bans, got him some Ray-Bans on. His hair looks good. He smells good. He's got him. I said, dude, what are you doing? Oh, I'm asking for money. I said, for what? For me. I said, dude, you look like you just walked out of the mall. I didn't give him no money.
No.
But I did go to the other end of the intersection, got me a little piece of paper, and tried to start it. They recognized me, so I didn't give him.
I mean, but, you know. Talk about changing shifts.
Yeah.
We may have a shift change come November.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be effective in January. We don't know. You know, when a new supervisor gets in control, a new boss comes in control, things change.
New broom sweeps clean.
Yeah. I was talking to a guy today. He said, I've got a new supervisor. So far, I don't know. It looks like he's going to make things better, but I don't know for sure. Listen. Here's what we do know for sure. Biden said he will increase your taxes dramatically.
Yeah.
Biden said he wants to redistribute the wealth. He didn't say it in those terms, but it came out that way.
Mm-hmm.
Biden said that he wants Medicare for all. That's the same as saying he wants to take away your Blue Cross. That's the same as saying he wants to take away your Medicare. That's the same as... If he wants to have all this basic things change, he's going to modify everything. He may even, reduce your Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be shocked if you lose half of what you got.
I'm trying to think of when Governor Bentley was in. They came around with this... Medicare for all thing, expanding Medicare, which, you know, was one of them ideas that looks good on paper.
Right.
Because the way I understood it, that the government, the federal government would back that for a certain amount of time. And then after that certain amount of time, the state, Alabama, had to come up with the money to back that. So, I mean, it's like, you know.
And the conservative state don't want to do that.
It's like if you're shooting your BB gun, but your safety glasses only got one lens in them.
Yeah.
You know, you're gonna put your eye out one way or another.
And they wonder why we don't want the politicians here to get the oil, the offshore oil of the, you know, the stuff.
Well, FOB fixed that, didn't it?
Yeah, I mean, look, if they get it, they spend it. Right now, they're spending all your money, sending all these checks. I'm glad. I mean, look, when you get one, I'm happy for you. It costs something. They're trying to prop up the government. They're trying to prop up the economy. They're trying to prop up everything. And what they're propping it up with is a bunch of hot air. It doesn't matter who the president is. It doesn't matter who the party is. This, and I'm going to say it, this China flu. Or China virus has come in on top of us, and it's giving us really bad pains everywhere.
The China flu. Wasn't that a movie? No, that was the China Syndrome.
Well, it might
same,
as well be.
Same
well,
thing.
Hey, that would be good. The China Syndrome has come in on top of
it. The China Syndrome.
And it's, you know, during the China Syndrome, you know, they thought it would burn out and get, the core would go to the center of the earth. You
wrong.
Know?
Yeah, no.
But the truth is that this thing is going to burn out our economy if we don't get things done. They say, oh, Trump, you're just blaming everything on China. Well, China needs to be blamed on a bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
China is not innocent, man. China is trying to, the AIC.
It says it right there on Fox News, Biden. Trump is blaming everything on China. Well, they've got a lot to account for.
Well, I mean, really, they seriously have done some. Did you hear about them burning all those papers when they thought everybody were going to come into the one of their embassies or something? I think Trump said, I don't know why they're so wanting to burn all those papers, but I guess it wasn't anything good. If somebody wants to destroy a bunch of documents,
uh-huh.
Do you think it's good?
Probably not.
Probably up to something.
Not a good idea, no.
They want to get rid of some evidence, I'm sure.
And then, like, today, they're, like, looking for the menu down to the restaurant. Says, I can't find it. I must have got into the burn pile.
So... living in a crazy world. They want to erase history. They want to change history. They want to tear down what mm-hmm. you believe in. They want to have someone down in a city council down in Florida pray to the devil, and it's okay.
I know.
Listen, I understand we got freedoms of this and freedoms of that, but
yeah.
Guys, don't you think we've gone too far when we bring the devil inside everything?
Do you know...
He's supposed to be bad.
One of those days that I was sitting in for Greg on a happy hour, Rosie and I got to talking about... By the way, I think Carmichael out here has cleared up. You know, they had the road cleared.
Yeah.
So Greg and them could get on over to Bomb Hours.
Yeah.
I think they had them a police escort and everything.
Okay.
But one afternoon, we kind of got to talking about God and religion and everything. And it's like... I said, what I would like to see, to maybe get some people in line, is some miracles. I mean, somebody go down there and part the Coosa River.
Yeah.
You know, or somebody heals somebody with a physical defect that you can see.
Well, we've had some miracles.
No, I mean one of those.
One of those from unbelievable
biblical,
America.
Yeah, yeah.
Biblical
to make people see.
Yeah.
And what should happen down there in Florida if the floor of that courtroom would just open up and swallow everybody just praying to the devil. And then close back up so they can get back. I mean,
well,
people.
Well, they'd get to go down there with him, you know.
People might say, well, you know.
And they wouldn't go down to Georgia.
Maybe this praying to the devil thing ain't such a good idea after all.
Well, just think about it. The devil's supposed to be evil. Why on earth would you want to worship something evil?
I don't know.
I mean, it's beyond me to understand. What are these people trying to do? Take a stand that evil's good? I mean, we got enough of that already in Seattle.
Yeah, well, you know, it's like black and white, dark and light, good and evil. You can't have one without the other.
I guess.
But good is going to always come
out. I'll tell you what's good about what we do.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot lose your assets.
Exactly.
That's what's good about what we do. And you can still make great returns that can't go away.
Mm-hmm.
It's good for older people. And there's no devil about it. It's a fantastic thing.
Mm-hmm.
Of course the devil's in the details sometimes. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
I understand there's devil in the details. And that's what they come on these television shows like Ken Fisher or his advertisement. He makes a big deal out of it. But what he's not honest about
yeah.
is that it can be better than losing your assets when you're 50, 60 years old and you needed them. What he's not honest about is that you could be in a pickle if something goes wrong. What he's not honest about is he don't care whether you lose your money as long as you give it to him, because he's going to charge you 1% or 2% a year extra for the management. What he's not honest about is he's in bed with a bunch of liberals that are in bed with Elizabeth Warren who want to change all this stuff around where you can't even have an annuity, man.
Well, you lost me there in bed with Elizabeth Warren. A pucker factor just went all out the window there. And you know what you can do to avoid all that?
What's that?
I know what you can do. You can pick up that phone and dial 279-7431. Talk to David Ernest. Talk to Too Tall Matthew, who could not be here this evening, but will be back tomorrow evening. Hopefully, Princess Leah will join us tomorrow evening. And, of course, Terry Adams will be here, too.
It's conspiracy.
We've got our special conspiracy show. But there's no conspiracy about this. Call David Ernest at 279-7431, and he will help you wind your way to a successful retirement. Your money's right there where you wanted it, and it's going to be there when you need it. Just call David Ernest.
Yes, and we can turn and go reverse if we need to. And we'll talk a little bit about reverse when we come back off our break.
Yeah, that'd be a triple reverse, wouldn't it?
How we can do a triple reverse and make sure that even though you're running out of money, you're making more money than you ever had.
272-9228. And I guess we could go ahead and get our break in a little bit early.
Okay.
We just do that to wet our whistles. And well, we have to run downstairs to wet our whistles because it's verboten to have fluids up here.
Well, we actually cut the show in half because we broadcast in Birmingham, too.
Yeah, and part of this will be on the Birmingham show. I cleverly edit them down to 30 minutes.
I know, and there's a lot of folks in Birmingham that love your show, or our show, should I say.
Well, we have a good time.
Yes,
I think that's a big part of it because we do have a good time. You and I are friends, and we goof around and joke, and we get people in here that like to play and have a good time, but we get the important, serious business out there,
too. Absolutely. It's serious. It's serious business. You need to get this information.
Mm-hmm.
There's information that you're not getting. They don't want you to have it.
Uh-huh.
There's other types of ways. Talk radio, just like Trump, most of the talk radio is for Trump.
Uh-huh.
It's conservative investment. It's all about talk radio. You're not going to get the information from the mainstream. They don't want you to know it.
Well, you know, probably close to 20 years ago, they came out and they were really pushing liberal talk radio. I believe the network was called Air America. And it lasted about 6 or 8 months. Cause nobody,
does that tell you something?
Nobody would listen to
hear
it.
That
nobody
crap.
Would listen to it.
No. Do you blame them?
No, not at all.
Anybody who wants to hear the truth will not listen to that stuff.
Well, there you go. Now, the truth is, we can get more done in an hour than most folks can in 60 minutes. And if you've never seen a professional live broadcast, we can't do that for you. No, actually, what I was going to say, if you'd like to come in and visit with us one night, just give us a call.
We can do Facebook Live.
Yeah, well, we might just let somebody come in, you know, say hello, be a guest on the show. You never know.
Yeah.
But we'll be back with the second part of the program, just moments on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Ernest of Ernest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Ernest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithernest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Ernest Financial.
Hello, sports fans. Chris Cleats here, stepping out from behind the sports microphone and standing here today in front of the office of asset preservationist David Ernest. I've been talking with a few people here, and sir, you told me this is your first time visiting David Ernest. Why did you wait so long?
I got hairy legs.
I see. Well, ma'am, I understand you made a long trip to get here. How are you feeling?
I don't feel no ways tired.
Well, how about you, ma'am? Do you have time to talk with me today?
I'm gonna get me a view.
Well, okay. Ma'am, do you have anything you'd like to say?
Don't mess with me.
Right. Well, they probably came to see David Ernest because they know he has nearly 40 years of experience as an asset preservationist. He's going to take care of your money like it was his very own. Call him today at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Sir, would you like the final word in this interview?
I'm going to be Joe Biden.
Call David Ernest today and somebody get me out of here.
please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
This is Rick, and you are listening to the Health and Wealth Show on 93.1, the news radio talk show. Be there or be square.
Well, I like that. It kind of ad-libbed a little bit there, yeah.
Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show. And that, of course, that music there is like the what I call it, the off-ramp to Layla. You know, that's the real good one. You know, he's got that, yeah. Eric Clapton's got the, what is it? Not instrumental, acoustic. There's an acoustic version of it. It's good.
Yeah, it's good.
But the first one, and of course, there's that whole, I'm trying to remember, was this about?
It's about his little kid falling off the.
No, that's Tears in Heaven.
Yeah, Tears in Heaven.
This one is about either he stole George Harrison's wife or George Harrison stole his wife. I don't remember. It's one of those. But, I like to kind of mix it up a little bit. Now, you wanted to hear something. Okay, here we go. This is something that was in the open, and we're going to play it again for you here because you...
If you chose to call asset preservationist David Ernest to help you with your money matters, you would be singing this song. I'm still standing better than I ever did. If you did not call David Ernest, you would be singing this song. Poor me. Called David Ernest? I'm still standing. Did not call David Ernest. Poor me. Called? Still standing. Didn't call. Call David Ernest, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. And you won't be singing.
So that's, you asked for that yesterday, and I put that together for you.
Yeah, that was very good.
You like that?
Very good. You know, we all need to be standing. We need to be standing tall. We need to be walking tall. You know, there was a movie in 1973... called Walking Tall, with Sheriff Buford Pusser.
Joe Don Baker played it. I'm talking about this was an independent movie. It was like produced for drive-in theaters.
Yes.
And it was a huge hit.
Absolutely.
And we've got a phone call. You want to hold that thought a second?
Yeah, go ahead.
You're on the air with David Ernest. Identify yourself and don't cuss.
All right. How you guys doing this afternoon?
All right. Hey, sir. Is this Robert?
It's Robert.
How about that?
Robert.
It's Robert.
Hey, the reason why I was calling in, guys, understand with this new stimulus package they think about sending out, there was a preparation in this package that was given to the business owners also that once they have employment for the business people, the employees, they will hire them back.
Yeah.
Now, if your job is there and available for you and you don't return to it, you should not get a second round.
I agree.
Yep.
Now, if there's no job for you, then the employer have failed to meet the requirements for the part of their loan. Their loan said that they would get a loan to hire back the employees once they get stable and ready back to open up.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, I agree with the Senate. Until these perks are taken out of this bill, it should not be passed. And the second part is, those people that's already on government assistance, that was getting food stamps, that was getting... Social Security disability, and they were getting the SSI. They should not receive anything because their lifestyle had already been established for what they would get per year, and they were getting it monthly.
Amen.
They did not sacrifice their job because they did not have a job.
That's right.
Now,
I agree with
people
you.
Can get mad at me. They won't because
no,
I'm black.
I'm not mad at you. I agree with you.
I've been working ever since this virus came out because my job has space for me. My job has they prepare me with all my PPE to wear. I am afraid of this COVID, but there is a job market for me, and I must attend it each day to receive my paycheck.
Hey, Robert, I think you have told us, but what is it that you do? Can you say?
I can say, but it's going to be a conflict.
Well, then don't say it.
Because
then.
It deal with government, it deal with a government entity, and I'm not the spokesperson for them, and we've been told that anytime their name is called, only the CEO or somebody above me will have to respond to the public.
Well, then, just, you know, don't worry about that.
You're
but
okay.
They're providing you all the PPEs
they
and everything.
They provide me with everything. Face mask, gloves, shield, anything I think I need
I'll tell you why they gave the money to the people who probably didn't deserve it. They thought, It didn't work. They thought it would help recrank the economy. They thought that more money would be spent and more people, more businesses could survive. That's why they gave it to them. They did not want to have any choices made on who they were being fair or unfair with. Mm-hmm. But I get it, man. I'm with you. I'm 100% with you on that.
But see, a lot of people don't understand, this is not free money. This stuff got to be paid back.
Yes.
Now, the one that received it that doesn't have a job, how in the hell are they going to help pay it back?
Well, now, I understand that the $1,200 that a lot of people got is actually a deduction that you get off of your income tax when you're filling out your income tax.
Right.
So that means the following year, you will not be able to get that deduction in order to pay back that $1,200. Now, if they do another stimulus, I think, what are they talking about, $1,200 or $2,000 this time?
I think it's $2,000.
Well, I'm thinking that's what they're going to do is just roll that ahead so it'll be the next two or three years
But guess who that's going to hurt the most?
Who's that?
It's going to hurt the big business. It's going to hurt the small business person that pays more taxes than I do. I pay taxes, but I don't pay nearly what the mom and pa is paying out of their pocket. They're already under the gun because their business is not open. Now you're telling them when they earn over $100,000 that they're going to help pay my share back, and those people that were riding the wagon without pushing their share back.
You don't think they'll do some sort of a tax break for them being in a small business?
The only way they can do that is, I hate to say this, that we re-elect a Republican president because a Democrat is not going to do it. They're going to stretch their budget. They're going to stretch their budget. And in the year 2051, we're going to be looking down a barrel of guns.
Amen.
What year?
And it's not going to be me. It's going to be my grandkids.
I was going to say,
it's going to be down there.
We
it's
might be
kicking the can down the road.
We might be.
It was on every foreign country that gave us a loan.
Yep. It's all they're doing is buying time. And, you know, they
didn't. We're buying time. We're kicking the can down the road. That's why we're not going to be able to see the can to kick.
And we already had problems. And they've kicked that poor can, like you said, until it just back not kickable anymore.
Not kickable anymore. Now we're just looking at, we're staring at just a piece of aluminum that's just laying out there.
You kick it and your foot just goes up in the air and the can just lays there.
Just kick it like a Budweiser can, kick the bee off of it. You know.
And we said we are free, but then as soon as some of these outside countries calling in our debt, we're going to be shaking like trees with leaves.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. I really do believe a lot of these countries, like you were talking about and everything, if we quit feeding them and take that money back, they could hate us for free, yeah.
And quit fighting their wars.
Right.
Yeah.
Fighting their wars. Yeah. Fight our concern,
Let me just tell you. Let me just tell you, Robert. You need to listen to our conspiracy shows because we'll tell you why them wars were fought.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
it's not
yeah.
what you think.
Uh-huh. And, they're fighting about oil. There's oil over here.
There's oil everywhere.
We're lousy with it. And they just, the poor little birds. The birds
are going like a cow trying to stretch its neck through the barbed wire fence to eat the grass on the other side when it's got grass over here.
Uh-huh. The birds go somewhere else.
I get it.
Well, I'm going to let y'all go, but isn't this, people, stop thinking this stuff free. There's nothing free.
Yeah, you got that right.
All right.
All right, thank you, sir. Appreciate the call.
Thank you, Robert.
All right. Always listen to Robert. Robert's got
it
going
like
on.
You know what he's talking about.
Robert don't just sit around fussing.
And I don't mean anything bad. He hadn't identified where he's at. But, government bureaucracies don't really run as efficiency. That is not as efficient as, free enterprise. It can't. It's a bureaucracy.
Hey, we got another call.
Go ahead.
You're on the air with David Ernest. Identify yourself and don't cuss.
Hey, David Ernest. This is Sam.
Sam,
how you doing?
Yeah. Well, I've worked up a sweat. I'm hobbling around trying to do a little yard work and enjoying the show while I work.
All right.
I heard what Robert was saying, and I can't argue with any of it.
Nope.
But I'm one of them. I'm a disabled veteran. I'm on the SSI. I'd get the SNAP, and I just wanted to say the stimulus check, I did my part. I sure did enjoy it. Walmart, Lowe's, Academy Sports, they got it. Pumped it right back.
You pumped it right back in there.
That's just, that was my two cents on that.
That's good.
It's just, There's no easy answers, but it is. There's a terrible can that we are kicking down the road, and I'm just interested. Man, I can't wait to see after this election just how if any attitude or anything changes.
Well, if
illusion. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, we got you.
If the conservatives don't win it, in other words, Trump, mm-hmm. and most of Trump's responders, we're not going to be in good shape.
No,
they're going to try to jack these taxes through the roof.
I saw a thing the other day, and it had
I believe that
had Whoopi on there, and what's her name, Rosie, and all that bunch, and it said if Donald Trump wins in November, we're going to Canada, and at the bottom it said we really mean it this time.
Yeah,
I'm thinking
really like, mean it.
Put a GoFundMe up for gas money. You know,
as bad as it seems, we're in a wonderful country because we've got, you know, a lot of opportunity is still here. There's still a lot of people making a lot of money. There's a lot, but we're protecting it. The country is trying to protect the people because they lost their jobs. Here's the thing. A lot of these jobs are not going to come back, guys. They've learned. You know, you learn through progress or through life. What they're learning now is that they don't have to be in the office all the time.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying, well, we can do it from our house. Now, that doesn't help retail real estate at all. Look at these people that get millions of dollars for East Elm Mall.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's going to happen to East Elm Mall, but I don't feel good about it. I wouldn't have wanted to get millions of dollars for it.
I could see a deflation. I really could. Mm-hmm. And as people more and more, like I said, the jobs that I was telling Terry a couple weeks ago, I have a good friend, guy I grew up with. He's married, mortgage, all this. But he got that good Auburn art degree, and he ended up, he's one of the head men over at the Fox Theater. You know, and he was having a great life, making plenty of money. Well, you know, all that came to a screeching halt.
Yep.
Shakespeare Theater, all that crowd.
Yep.
You know, everybody that runs a stadium, it's just, there's a tremendous amount of people that's, those jobs are tough.
Let me ask you something.
Yes, sir.
Greg was talking about this earlier, talking about the high schools are not going to let school go back in just yet. But they are going to let them start practicing football. Now, how in the world are you going to social distance playing football?
It shows you where the money is, man.
Do you watch South Park?
I did in the past, but I've gone cableless.
There's one episode where one of the fathers is coaching the football games. The little kid's playing football. And so one of them knocks the other one down and playing, you know, and so, oh, my goodness, he's hurt. And his feelings are hurt as well. He says, well, maybe we should have them hug after each play. And then he kept making these sarcastic remarks, and they started this thing called Sarcastaball.
Okay, because, I missed that one, but that's perfect. That's hilarious. That's perfect sarcasm. That makes great sense.
And so it was another one. He says, you know, they run into each other and says, well, why don't we, you know, tie balloons around them like, you know, a shock absorber. So they're out there playing with balloons tied around them. Oh, it got all the way to the NFL, and they were at the Super Bowl, and they were doing all this stuff. And that's what happens is you know, people, well, you know, somebody got their feelings hurt. So what happened? Did you die? No.
I tell you, man, whatever happened to sticks and stones, but I haven't been able to call in by choice and talk about what's happening in the schools because, you know, I don't have any children in school at the moment, but the teacher, but the point of it is I'm just not happy with what I'm seeing. I think it's more about the teachers and the students. I hate to even say that. Looks like it's just a jobs protection racket going on.
One of the things that really bothers me is that the Pediatric Association, whatever they call themselves, pediatricians, they all said, practically every one of them said, children should go to school. So, so if pediatricians are the physicians of children, and they say, in our opinion, all the children should go to school right now, why aren't we sending the kids to school? Why are we listening to people who are not pediatricians? They're the kids' doctors.
Mm-hmm.
They should know more about what to do than some other doctor or some other person. You know, they talk about Dr. Fossey being they've heard all kinds of things. He's an immunologist.
He's a nut.
Regular doctor. He is an infectious doctor. On and on. He, you know, what is he? He came out of a laboratory, man. He He didn't really practice medicine.
He's a test tube doctor.
What was that earlier? He said a bureaucrat scientist.
There you go.
A bureaucrat doctor.
He's not a pediatrician. Pediatricians know more about children than any other doctor. Duh. And they said they need to go to school. And that's all I'm going to say about that.
Listen, the pushback, I've been down flipping around the radio, and I caught this guy. He is running down the list of all the questions, the hard questions. You know, if a teacher gets sick, the whole thing was just built on the assumption that the coronavirus is just going to run rampant through the schools. And the question kept coming up, who's going to pay for send the teachers home? Who's going to pay to send the students home? Who's going to pay for the nurses? But there's the opposition to children being in school. There's a list of things they spout out. And of course, I have forgotten them. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, right, welcome. Thank you.
Always love to hear from you.
But David, like I said, man, you started off the show, and you're still very passionate, man. Sounds great.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it. Talk to you soon.
Well, he's a great guy. He's got a lot of good ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I do know the coronavirus is killing folks. I do know that. Most of them are older and incapacitated. Children, very few of them are dying. Very, very few of them.
Mm-hmm.
Probably, I don't know how low, but it's extremely low. Probably no worse than the flu.
Mm-hmm.
Do we stop for the flu? I know people say, don't compare that to the flu. That's not right. I get that. Coronavirus is horrible. I'm talking about children going to school in the danger of them dying from the coronavirus. That's all I'm talking about. They say, well, they could bring them to grandma. I get that, too. Listen, we cannot dig a hole and get in it. We've got to stand tall. We got to walk tall. We cannot. This is affecting everything about us. There's people that are getting so depressed. I've talked to people. There's no need in this stuff. You turn on the television, and 24/7, all you see is some ugly face, and I'm looking at one right now. He's got hairy legs. Talking about something that doesn't even make any sense.
I don't know where I am. Help me.
You know, the truth is, we got to take care of ourselves. We got to take care of our children.
Mm-hmm.
We got to take care of our families. But not letting children do what children do is, especially when practically all of the pediatricians say it's the thing to do, doesn't make sense. Who knows more about children than pediatricians? Tell me if you know somebody that knows more about them.
Other than Santa Claus? No.
About their health.
I was going to ask you something. What do you think about, they're homeschooling.
Homeschooling's fine.
No, they do it on the computer.
Homeschooling's fine, but let me just tell you, they're going to get behind. In my opinion, they're going to get way behind.
There's a lot more distractions at home.
Yeah, it's like doing your own investments by yourself when you don't know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. You could get behind. You know, anything that you do that gets you behind is not good. You got to be able to stand tall and not go backwards.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and their children are going to go backwards. If we don't get ready for this next crunch that might be around the corner, I'm not saying it's going to happen. But, guys, I feel it coming. I felt it coming before, and it hit 30-40% down. Mm-hmm. I don't know why it came back. It doesn't make any sense to me. I just think that it's like 1929 maybe. It went down 90%, and then by the end of the year, it came back up a lot. And then before the end of the year, by 1930, it's down another 73%. Guys, the market doesn't know what it's doing. People don't know what they're doing. They're hoping, they're praying that we'll get everybody back to work. But the way they're acting, they're not letting kids go back to school. They're not letting people go back to work. They found out some of them can work in their houses. Mm-hmm. And on and on and on. This is not going to help the economy, guys. It's going to hurt it. It's not going to increase the economy, guys. It's going to hurt it. What does that do when the stock market realizes that the profits are less than they were before?
Mm-hmm.
If it's down 30%, the stock market's probably going to go down 30%. Right now, it looks worse than that. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'll tell you one thing. If I was 55 or 60 years old or older, I sure wouldn't be in an aggressive stock market right now.
No.
I would be taking, the safe way. And still use the market, but take the safe way.
Well, we were talking about football.
you know, sometimes you have to go on the defense.
That's it.
Yeah, you have to play a good defense so that your offense will work.
Exactly.
So, you know.
I like what you're saying, Rusty, because our defense can make more money than the offense. You've seen it.
Yes.
You've seen where a defense scores all the scores.
Mm-hmm.
Our defensive mechanism preventing you from dropping whatever it's going to drop, I have no idea if it's even going to drop. I just feel like it will.
Mm-hmm.
Say it dropped 30%. That's a 30% defensive save. In other words, you don't lose the 30%. You might as well say you made 30%.
Mm-hmm.
You know, defense is a wonderful thing, especially when defense can still score and make interest for you. And we were going to talk a little bit about reverse compound interest.
Yeah.
I'm going to mention that just a little bit. In these annuities, even if you run out of money, as you run out of money,
yeah,
you still get the same income if we gear it right. You need to come and talk to me about it. There's so many mechanisms in there. They say annuities are complex. You know why they're complex? Because they got a lot of good stuff in them. They're not just you pay money for them and they grow or don't grow or lose. That's not how it works.
Mm-hmm.
They got lots of things to save your assets if something goes wrong. You need to understand how they work.
That's exactly right.
Plus, some of them have huge bonuses, gigantic ones.
There you go. Now, if you want more information, call David Ernest. 279-7431. That's 279-7431. He'll explain it all to you.
That's right.
And I had a trivia question for you. Oh, yeah, yeah. Walking Tall, Joe Don Baker. It was a great movie. I think they made it for like $14, and it blew up. It made a lot of money. And then there was, a sequel. And then there was a remake with The Rock here a few years ago. But in the original, when he's going in to search the back room at the juke joint down there,
he was kind of mad.
Where did he keep his warrant? Asked him, did he have a warrant? And they said, where is it?
I know what the answer to that
was. Do you know where it is?
I think I know where it is.
You want to chance it, or you want to?
Well, you go ahead. I might be wrong.
Go ahead.
You talking about this is my warrant?
No, that was, he had his stick. But when this one, though, he kicked the door and said, it's in my shoe, and he kicked the door.
I was about to say.
Yeah, but that was one of those movies that was, they used to be, when they had drive-ins, this is a completely off the subject. When they had drive-ins, they made movies specifically for the drive-ins. They were usually exploitation movies.
Well, I want to say this before we go off the air tonight. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, you don't want to miss. There's a big secret.
Yeah.
A big thing we're going to be celebrating tomorrow.
Yeah.
And we're going to give away a lot of prizes. A lot of prizes. It's going to be a lot. Just like Trump says, it's going to be huge.
It's going to be big. Bigly.
It's going to be a bigly amount of prizes.
Come fa-fa.
All you've got to do is call and say two words.
And I know them.
And he knows what these words are. So be ready tomorrow to call and say those two words when we get to that point in time, and the prizes will flow like water.
Yes.
Right back to you.
Like gold in the streets, I guess, you know.
That's right.
So, but that's tomorrow, and Terry Adams will be here. And then again, Friday, we're on one of our repeat shows, which just reminds me, I got to go home and fix that. So we'll have it. But
at least you don't have to fix supper.
Yeah, Donna's bringing home Chinese.
Or do you call it dinner?
We call it just come and get it. I mean,
you know, I got a little confused when I was up in North Alabama.
Uh-huh.
Nobody used the word lunch.
Right.
Unless they say, I'm going to eat your lunch. And I thought, well, that's just something bad. But, you know, it came down here, and all of a sudden they started saying lunch and dinner. And I'm going, dinner?
Uh-huh.
Dinner we eat at, you know, at lunch.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, just very confusing.
We always got picked on. Not picked on, but kind of picked out a little bit because we said supper when we lived up north. that's what we had. It's good enough for Shakespeare. It's good enough for me.
Absolutely.
And we've got a phone call.
It was
call.
The last supper.
Yeah, though. Well, and then they had the next to the last. I'll tell you about that sometime.
Okay.
We've got another call. We've got just enough time to talk to him. You're on the air with David Ernest. Who's this? And don't cuss.
This is Charlie. I'm a first-time caller.
First-time caller,
hey, Charlie.
How are you, sir?
Hey, is Terry Adams in there today?
He's tomorrow. He'll be in tomorrow.
He'll be in tomorrow?
Yes, sir.
He will.
That's your favorite time of the week, isn't it?
Yeah, but can you put me on hold till he gets there?
Yes, sir. We'll put you on hold.
We can do that.
Yeah, just hang on. We'll put you on hold.
I'll be the first one in to win a prize, too, if I'm already on the line when you come in the
window. Okay, well, hopefully nobody will hang up on you.
Hey, you know what, Mr. David? I sure do love hearing you talk, man. You're passionate. You can tell you've really got your heart and your head into what you're doing. You're wanting to help us stupid people out here.
Well, you're not stupid. You just
and,
don't know.
And Rusty, That Rusty is talented, is he not?
He is. He's wonderful. I couldn't do it without him.
That's
but
why.
I love listening to both of y'all every day, and I never miss a day.
Well, this is why I came in from the fourth dimension.
y'all have a blessed evening, man.
Thanks a lot, sir. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Of course, I don't know.
Put him on hold, man.
I got to put him on hold. He's on hold now because he's wanting to call in tomorrow. And it's about time for us to go.
That's
and
right.
You know what I'm going to play, don't you?
I do.
You got an idea?
I think I do.
Because we're going to get on out of here with this. We'll be back tomorrow night with Terry Adams, a couple of special guests.
Yes.
And just a lot of fun.
You cannot miss tomorrow will be a humdinger.
Really?
Yes, it will.
A humdinger?
A cliffhanger.
A cliffhanger and a humdinger. Well, here's no cliffhanger right here. This is Elton John still standing like he will be with David Ernest. Take him your money. He'll make sure it's still there. See you next time on News Talk 93.1, the Health and Wealth Show.
You can never know what it's like. Your blood like winter freezes just like ice. And there's a cold and lonely light that shines from you. You wind up like the wreck you hide behind that mask you use. And did you think this fool could never win? Well, look at me, I'm coming back again. I got a taste of love in a simple way. And if you need to know while I'm still standing, you just fail. Cut me down, and if my love was just a circus, you'd be a clown.